Mitzrayim, Daf, Kuvov, Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbonon, Chalitze, Mutas, Sheiro, Get, Mutas, Posel. What does Rashi say? Get, Mutas, Posel, Im Eino, Mekayemes, Tnor. She's not Mekayim, the Tnai. That's it. So then it's Posel. The Efshel, Get, Ayedei, Shliach. Because a person could make a get through a shliach. Sha'ima l'shnayim kisvu utnu get l'ishti. Re'elu yichtavu v'yitnu. So we see that the chalois geirishin can be done through a shliach. Hilkach domi l'tnai b'nei god. Mahani beit nor. We had read yesterday that chalitza cannot be through a shliach, so therefore there's no hilchus tnoim by chalitza. The shaila is, why can one not make a shliach by chalitza?
He doesn't understand why not. Why can't she make a shliach to take off the... Why can't she make a shliach to take off the minol? Afilo she has to... They need the rikike of the yevame, but why can't she make a shliach on the chalitzas hanal? If I'm not mistaken, others want to say that there's a difference between chalitze and get. By get, the chalitze gerishin is done through him. So therefore, he's a bailim to make a shliach on the chalitze gerishin. Even though it involves ksivus haget, nesinus haget, but he's a bailam to make it. Masha'en came by chalitza, others say it's not pshat that he makes the chalitza. That means the maisa chalitza, if the maisa chalitza was done, she becomes mutter. But he's not a mater. So since he's not a bailam in the etzem, hefer of chalitza, so he's not a bailim to attach tnoim to it. Only a bailim on a chalois is able to attach tnoim, and that's the lomdus, maybe lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tnai, and that's why he can't make a shliach on it also, because he's not a bailim in the chalitza. I think others want to say this beer. Al kaponim, we have over here, so a chalitza mutas is ksheira, because there's no hilchus noim, and get mutas posel. Chalitza mu'usis psula, if they were forced to make the chalitza, so it's a posel a chalitza. Get mu'usis kosher, they were forced to give a get, so it's kosher. So the Gemara asks, Heichidomi, Ida Omar Reitzani, if he says they forced him, and after the forcing he said, Reitzani, Zafilo Chalitza Nami, so Chalitza also should help. Vilo Yomar Reitzani, if he doesn't say Reitzani, get Nami Loy. So get also shouldn't help. So what is the difference between get and Chalitza? So the Gemara says, "Ochi koma chalitza mutas lo ilum kosher, because ain't nai be chalitza. V'get mutas li ilum posel, because there's yesh nai be get. So if she does, if she's not mekayim be get, so it's a posel we get. Chalitza muusis v'get muuse." Zimnin kosher, v'zimnin posel. That means, a chalitza mu'uses could be posel, and a get mu'use could be kosher. Okay, tzad. Hodi omar reitzani, hodi layomar reitzani. So the Ritva says that that's the lotion of the Baraisa. Get, even though it's a chayve krisus, it's possible mu'use should be kosher. If he said roitzani, and chalitze, even though it's only a chayve lavin, it's possible mu'use should be posel, if they didn't say roitzani. The sanye, yakriv oisoi, melamed shekoifen oisoi. We learned by Kabonis, it says, the yakriv oisoi is a loshen hifil, that we can force him to bring the kol. Yochel bal kochei, talmud loimel l'rtzoinai. So how do we explain these two l'shoinis? Okay, tzav. Koifen oisoi, ad sheyoyme roitzani. If he says roitzani, so we say after the kfiye, his rotzen apnimi is really to do the rotzen Hashem. Now was Yitzray tokfoy, so the koifan oisei makes that when he says roitzani, we assume he really means to do the rotzen Hashem. Chaynata moitze begitei noshin, koifan oisei ad sheyoyme roitzani. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar Ravun, Omar Rove, Omar Rav Schoire, Omar Ravune, Chilzin Afalpi She'ein Makirim, Besdin can make Chilitze, even though they are not Makir, if this is the Yovom, Memanin Afalpi She'ein Makirim, and also they could be Memain, even though they don't know if this Isha is the wife, if this Ktana is the wife, Ava Bishain Makirin. Lefichoch, so since the process of Chalitza and Mian can be made, even though there was no Biro, if these are the true Balei Dvorim, Fichach and Kaisman get Chalitze Elim Kain Makirin. So therefore, Edim cannot write a get Chalitze unless they know for sure that this is the Yavom and this is her Yavom. When Kaisman get me and Elim Kain Makirin, the Chayshinim lebezden toyin. Because we're Chayish for bezden toyin. This is what Rove said b'shein Ravune. Verove di deyoyme, ein chelzen elim kein makirim, ve ein memanim elim kein makirim, befikach koysen get chalitza afal pishein makirim, so therefore the edim are permitted to write a shtar even though they them not makir, ve koysen get mi in afal pishein makirim, ve loy chashinin lebezden toy. Now let us see Rashi exactly what the Gemara is telling us. Zogt Rashi, Chilzin afal pi she'ein makirin. Yovom v'yevome shebo lefoneinu lachloitz. Vein onu makirin boy shehu yevomo. That means we know she needs chalitze. But we don't know if this is Taka, brother of the mace. They come and they say that he's the brother, want to give chalitze. Niskokin lam bezdin v'chelzin. So bezdin will make chalitza. Want to make chalitza? We'll make chalitza. Umemanim bezdin niskokin lamim afal pi she'ein makirin. They don't know if this ktano is the Miri says you don't need the husband to be there. The ikir is the ktana, that this ktana is really, let's say you have a rochel Achais Shimon. And the Rochel comes and says that Shimon married me off. And I want to be mine and my husband, Yankel. Now, could be Bechlal, that her brother Bechlal didn't marry her off. the Beis Shmuel's Mavaya, there's a, could be that there's another Rochel she has a brother Shimon that married Yankel, and maybe these people now want to make a dreidel, and later he's going to give this shtar miyun to that Rochel, who never was Mamayim. And there's a nafkamina, one of the Mephoroshim say nafkamina, let's say that Rochel will die. So the Kraven will bring the shtar that she was Mamayim. They'll make Dreidlich, could be with another Rochel. Or they'll bring proof that Rochel was Mamayim Bekatnusa. We don't know if this is Taka, the Rochel Achoy Shimon. Maybe she's Bechlanar Achoy Shimon. She's a Rochel, and they'll use the shtar for another, for a true Rochel Achoy Shimon. We don't know who she is. So, Umemanim Beznis Koklami Afopi Shein Makir. Leficha Hoyel Venis Kokim Lahem Afopi Shein Makir Moisom. Bezn does this procedure without investigating if this is Taki the Emes, is Ein Kaisman get Chalitze Eidim Horoyim Bechalitze Bemim, Ein Kaisman Venoisni Lo Liyos Biyodo Lischus, Elim Kain Makirim Shehein Yovom Viyavomo, that this is Taka Yovom and a Yavomo. Unless they know, if they don't know, they can't write such a shtar. Vahashta de ein koisvin ele im kein makirin, inami lav yevomu leinofik chube mine, lechol kama de les leget chalitze leinos vilo. So that means like this, Edom will never write, unless the Edom know for sure that this is taka yevom and yevom. So Memele, Bezdin themselves can make the Chalitza. They have nothing to lose and everything to gain. That means they're making the Maisa Chalitza. What is if this is Takanara Yovam? So nothing will ever happen with this because Edom will never write a shtar that she got Chalitza, so she'll never be able to prove that she was Nechlat, so a kilku won't come out. The Davoini, I don't understand. It would seem that Edim are permitted to write a shtar, to say that there was a chalitza. No, here they don't write because if they're not makirim, they don't write. L'cheira, there's a klal in Hilchas Edis, Al pishnaim edim yokim dovam, mi piyam v'loy mi piksovam. Edim can never write their edis and send it to Bezin because it has to be mi piyam. Now the whole din of shtoris, I mean other rishonim say klar, that shtoris is only if it's das hamischayev, that the loive is speaking, the loive is saying that that he borrowed money, or the moiche is saying he sold a karka. So it's like the, but over here, this is like stamazan edis baume. I don't know if you have here a baal ashtar. I didn't find anyone should speak about this, but l'cheire, it's very unclear why Edim can make a shtar without a dasa mischayev, without somebody to write that this maisa occurred. Chayshinin lebezden toy. So Rove said, since the first bezden does not have to be mevarer if this is a true Yovam, it's not a true Yovam. So therefore, Edim do not write a shtar, because Chayshini lebezn toim, im kosfula Edim, Reinu shecholtza befoneinu miploini. You see, that's the nusach what they write. It's not that writing b'shem ha-meschaif. We saw that Mamishas is edis mipiaksav. Im kosvu la'edim reinu shecholtza befoneinu miploini. Va'afilu lo'i kosvu boi vishte medinu. Even though the edim did not write, we recognized him. Chayshinon shemotari getzel lebeznache. She'll take this get. She'll show it to another bezn. V'yismuchu olof, and they'll rely on this get. V'lo yivdeku imploini ze akosu beget ze yivomuhu. And they won't be boidik is hitake hayobom. Im lav. V'yisiyu oisom. So the second Bezdin who will rely on this shtar are a Bezdin Toyim. She'en yoydin she'chiltzin u'memanin va'afa pishen makirin. That means if they would realize that it's shayach to make a chalitz and a meal without the first Bezdin investigating or knowing clear that this is a yovum and a yevomim, so they would never be saying on the shtar. It doesn't say in the shtar that the Edim recognize him as a Yovel. So Chashin LeBezn Toyim, that the second Bezn will be under the impression that the first Bezn was Mevara, which Alpi Aloche they don't have to be Mevara. So Mamela Kilkul might come out. So since this Kilkul might come out, the father Edim, therefore the Edim are not permitted to write such a shtar. Now, Rava himself holds that the first Bezen, Ein Chelzen Elim Kein Makirim, that the first Bezen is not permitted to make a Chalitza unless they recognize that this is the Yom, Lefikoch. Hoyul ve'ein chutzim elim kein makirim is koisvin get chalitza edim sharou shacholtza yecholim lichtev lo. So they're permitted to write the shtar chalitza. Va'af opi she'ein makirim, even though they are not makir. V'loi chayshin en shemato bezden ba'lochezu loima chutzin af opi she'ein makirim. On the first bezden, and the Bezen that made the Chalitza, we're not chayish that they'll make a toys. So it seems like this, that these are the two Lashonis. So the second Bezen that will receive a shtar, somehow we're afraid that they'll rely on the first Bezen. And they'll be under the impression that the first Bezen was Mevara. They'll think that the first Bezen has to be Mevara. So that's Choshishin LeBezen Toyim, Choshin LeBezen Toyim. The second Bezen will make a toys about what the first Bezen did. But Rava holds Ein Choshishin LeBezen Toyim. The first Bezen will always be Mevara. So therefore, Edim can write a shtar, and therefore, nothing, the no kilkul, come out, because it can be seimach on this shtar. Let us see Taisus. Rava Omar Rav Schoire. Voho do Oma Beilu Metzies, Omar Rove Kegoin Rav Schoire, Da Asberon Zuamo Listeroi. Perish sheheyer einai ba'isoy mishne. The Gemara is clawing over there, aveidosoy, aveidis raboy, aveidis oviv. How much does one have to learn from someone in order they should be called raboy? It's negeya shavas aveide, it's negeya to be kereya olov. So Rava said, Kegoin Rav Schoire, da Asberon, Zuamo, Listeroin. That means there's a Mishnah in Kalim that speaks about a certain utensil. Rove did not know exactly what kind of utensil this is, and Rav Schere explained to him that this is a utensil that takes away the Zuhama from the Kdeire. So Memela, so Rove said, Rav Schere has a din of my Rebbe, because he told me, Teichwerter in a Mishnah, that's the Chiddush of Rove. So Taisha says, Rabbi Gorasos, we're not Kairis Rove, Avo Rove, Oye Talmidoi Muve, Kedamashma Oche, Bekama Duchte. So we find in a lot of places that Rove said over Memres, B'Shem Rav Schoire. So that was his Rebbe. So Kochach, so they were speaking, they were Geiris Rabbi. That's one Paris. V'iz the Gorsi Yosam Rove, others are Geiris over there, Rove. That means Rav Schere be'emison was Rabbi Muvik of Rove. But Rove is saying that a filu, I would only have learned from him the Teichwert of Zuma Listra, and he also is the din of a Rabbi Muvik that you can read all of. Lefikach en Kaisman get chalitze, elim kein makirim. Perish bekunteris, de chayshinan shemo yitu bezdin ha'achroi, maybe the second bezdin will make a mistake, v'yasiyuho b'loya kores yobo. V'yismuchu al bezdin harishi, v'im toimel. So now Tosfos asks, "Amir the Kekasha, v'amai chilzim bezin harishin, af opishein makirin, v'neichesh dume maisi tzadim shecholzo bebezin, v'yismuchu bezin achen alayu, v'yasiyim l'shuk b'lo yakor, v'siyu l'shuk b'lo yakor." He says, the whole halacha was here that you don't write a shtar chalitze. And it would seem as long as we don't write a shtar chalitze, so a kilku will never come out. If you write a shtar chalitze, so the second bezin will assume that the first bezin, since they made the chalitze, the zichu mavara, that this is a yovel. So therefore, we don't write a shtar chalitze. If we don't write a shtar chalitze, so they can make the chalitze. So, factices amir de kekashe. So there's no shtar chalitze. But she can bring edim that witness the chalitze. And the edim will say edis in bezdin, the second bezdin, that they witnessed the chalitze. And the second bezdin will assume that the first bezdin was makir. So the Yeshloim Asotayshu says, the Eidim Einam Eidim Lachatzoi. The Yishalu Lehemi Mikirum Bezen Harishin the Kula Hai Vade Lechashinah. That means if you have the Eidim in front of you, then Bezen will zicha be Mevara from the Eidim if the first Bezen was Mevara, if he's Taka Yovamona. If you have a shtar from the Eidim, you don't have the Eidim in front of you, then we're afraid that the second Bezdin might assume that the first Bezdin was Mevara and will be Seimech on the shtar. The Rove Didei Oma, the Leichashinen Le Bezdin Toi. Perish, Shema To Bezdin Horishain, V'osu B'loi HaKoret. Kach perish akunteris. So we have over here, Estes, twice, chashinu lebezen toin, loy chashinu lebezen toin. So chashinu lebezen toin means that the second bezen will make a tois, that the first bezen was mevara. And loy chashinu lebezen toin means that we're not chayish, that the first bezen won't be mevara. Because the ein perish bezden toyin shove,
The chayshine le bezn toin the rab schoire einu bezn achre. Buloi chayshine le bezn toin the rab einu bezn avishin. And from the ritus loshna gemor, it seems this one machloikis, are you chayish le bezn toin or not? They're talking about two different bote dinim. Rav Schoir is speaking about the second Beznin, and Rav is speaking about the first Beznin. Boit kosher l'ri, dam ha-perik yesh noichlem, omar Rav Dimi, ilchese loy chayishinam le-Beznin toy. We're not chayish le-Beznin toy, u-porich maishno mid-Rove. The omar Rove ein chiltzin elim kein markirin, De chayshinon lebezn toyin. Mi achayish lebezn toyin. So lechayre, ah, girse, rashi's girse, does not shimmer over the gemore in yesh noichle. He says, gadim, he said, we're not chayish lebezn toyin. The gemore is, the rove said, we are chayish lebezn toyin. Alma vede rove garsin in chayshishin lebezn toyin. According to Agir, the Rova holds ein choshish in lebezn toy. V'nire l'ri, ke girse sforim yishon, de gorsi bederab schoire loy chayshinon, u bederabe chayshin, vachi perush. Loy chayshin in lebezn toyin, shemo yitu bezn achin lo siya yedei chalitze shi yidu bechalitze v'loi bekeire. That Rav Schoire said, we're not chayish that the second bezn will be materom. And they'll be soymech on the eidim without a heke. The kulu hay loy chayshinah. Alle yachzu aleihem mikiru bezn marish. So loy chayshinah le bezn toyin means that the second bezin will never make a toys. So therefore, they'll never rely on the first bezin. So memela, so the first bezin is nothing but to worry about. So if the first bezin is not makil, it can also make a chalitza, because the second bezin will never make a toys. The rov is soval, the ein chiltzin, elim kei makirin, that the first bezin cannot make chalitza unless they're makir. Shemo yitu bezdin ha'achin l'siyai de'edim. V'yayimrush l'yoso ki'im b'hakore. So memele, so now, according to this girse, number one, so the lashon of the Gemara is very good. Chayshina l'bezdin toyin is, and loy chayshina l'bezdin toyin is speaking about the same bezdin. If we're chayish, if the second bezin will make a toys, and they'll assume that the first bezin was mevara. So the first loshen Rav Schoire holds loy chayshin ele bezin toyin, and the second loshen holds chayshin ele bezin toyin. Veikshe horav Rav Yehuda medesanye betesefte, Chilzen le'isha af al pi she'ein makirin oiso. You give chalitza to an isha af al pi she'ein makirin oiso. Tikshe le'rove mishmei de nafshe. What did Rove do with this tesefte? So others want to say, what's the problem? He says, Bishleime, Rashi said that we have to know who the Yavam was. Rashi says, Chilzen afa pishem makirim Yavam v'yavome shabol lefneinu lachloitz. That means like this. He says, we know that this Isha needs chalitza. We don't know this person who he is, if he's a brother of the Mason, not a brother of the Mason. He comes and he says he's a brother of the Mason, and she gets chalitza from him. So it could be he's not a brother of the Mason. She wants chalitza, so
We know she's a Yeromeh. She can't get married without Chalitza, so she'll come with a shtar that she got Chalitza. So you have to, so that's, you need Makirin. Now the Tesefta is speaking about Chilzun Le'isho, Afo Pisha Ein Makirin Oiso. I mean, you don't know who she is. You don't know who she is. So what's the problem, Mesa? So she says, I'm the Mesa's wife, and I need Chalitza. Seems you know the brother. This is the brother. I don't know if he was the wife. And I need Chalitza, so why should the Manavshech? If she doesn't need Chalitza, she's not the Mesa's wife, so why is she doing this? Others want to say, others want to emphasize this kasha that the Tesefta was very meduyik. Chel tzalisha afo bish ema kiranoise. Tikshe la rova mishmei den avshe. What did Rova do? And I want to thank for that, this is the makiran oise, makiran oise. Al kaponem taisus es the kasha. Vetiritz, at taisus answers, that the Sefta Mayri di Reise, Ba Mayroi da Hocha Ayri da Rabbonim. But the point you don't understand Taisvi, so what is the Tesefta telling us? I mean, a Teire, even though you're not Maker, you can make Chalitza. I mean, what's the Chiddush? I mean, these are sicher choshes the Rabbonon, so versteht sich, mein Ater, you can make Chalitza. Let us see the Taisvus Yishonim. Taimu, Lamandi Oma, Chalitza, Eina, Elim, Kein, Makirin. According to Lamandi Oma, that's Chove, can only make Chalitza, Elim, Kein, Makirin. Maishna, Mohodes, Nam, Perik, Hiskabu, Ha'imer kidashti yezbiti ve'eini yedeya lemi kidashti. Ubo echad va'omar, and a person comes and says, ani kidashti. I was mekadesha v'nosan laget, but teres. Mal says, en adam chayte v'leiloi. Alme loy be'ina nekeire. So the, we don't know, they don't know who. The father said, Kidashti is biti. I don't know who I married her to. A person comes and says that I was the one that married her, and here's a get. So we say, Mechandaker, in Adam Chayte Veleiloi, Vechene Isha Shaman is Kadashti, Vene Yedas Lamin is Kadashti, Ube Echot Vo Omani Kidashti, Chabnosno Loget, Muteres, Alma Leibin in her Keira. Och amay in gilt welm kein makure. Vies lo galik, de hosom khayes shema yistru dvorov yakrishu ha ish ha yish. That means, before a father came, or a daughter came, or a woman came, and says she's married to someone, and now he's coming and saying that I'm the husband. Now, it could very well be that even though they say they don't know who she got married to, but they remember this was a 6-footer or a 3-footer. I mean, that they remember Claude, that Sicha never married you. So, Memela, if he'd be a liar, he'd be afraid to come. Avalhoche leke some Memela, so therefore we're saying, and maybe he's fought a liar. That we say another mchayte v'loyloy. He's taking a chance. He's not gaining anything from it. He's just being matter her. So now we say another mchayte v'loyloy. Avol hoche leket the makreshlay shrei gam hu reitzer kamoya. But over here we don't have any bir whatsoever. It seems they're both coming for this chalitza. So there's no proof whatsoever that he's telling the truth. It means over there we have some sort of a proof. If he's be a liar, she doesn't know who she married. Now someone comes and says, I'm the husband. So by coming, and she might be makashim befondav, it might be very embarrassing. So that's a shtikul haychache, that he's telling the truth, and he's mata ha'na'anodam chayte v'loyloy. But if they both come together, so it could be they both want to make an oma. Miyutzalchim, the snal lakamba v'peg basre, mesin api baske, umayse be'echot shomad alay shoho. We hear someone saying this. So who's the person who's saying it? We don't know who he is. That's he called out. So there we're speaking about a shayla v'nei shesish. We have no way to prove who's the one that's saying this. And here, all of a sudden, by chalitza, we are chayish that, we're chayish for an omo. Maybe it's a different story. Maybe we're not chayish for an ome. Shigam hayovam enei makir bo shehi yevemtoi. Kegoin shoho yohu bimdinas hayom. He doesn't recognize her. So he doesn't, he himself says he doesn't know if he's a Yavam. So she's the only one that's saying it. She's saying, you're my, I said, what is she gaining from this? I see cases of she'll get chalitza from, and what is she gaining from this? He doesn't recognize her, so we don't have a biru. There we have someone saying, I married you. Here, she's the Balas Dova alone, and she says, you're my Yavam. He himself doesn't know. V'chenga b'miyim b'meres, he evshi b'plaini bali, v'abal eina yedeya. And the Baal doesn't know. What doesn't the Baal know? So the Magi of the Tesh Hashanah wants to say the Baal doesn't know. It means as follows. That someone married her off to this Baal. She's a Ketana. Now, the Baal doesn't know if it was her father that married her off or her brother married her off. He didn't look too old. He didn't look too young. It could have been a brother or a father. So he doesn't know if she's married min ha-toyre min ha-rabon, and never delved into the shayla, and now she's memayim. So here the Bali Dvorim alone don't know if the mean will help, if the mean does help. He doesn't know if his chalitza will be mataha. Let us see the next Mishnah. Mitzvahs chalitze, bahu v'yevimtoi lebezden, v'hein masin loy eitza ha'igenis loy. They tell him a good eitza, shenema v'koru loy zikne iroi v'dibru elo. And we hear this before, the Eitz HaGeves Loi, they tell him if they see that they're not a good pair for Yibum, there is an age barrier between them, so they told them to make Chalitza. V'hi Eimeres, then she says, Me'ein Yivomi Lahokim La'ochiv Shem, B'Yisrael Lo'yo V'yabmi. For who I'm loy chafasti lekachto.
Beloshen HaKedish HaYoyimhe. Then the Nikshi Yivim Ta'ilov Leiner Haskenim B'chol Tzonaloi Mi'al Raglai. V'yolka B'fonov. Reikanir Al-Dayonim. V'yonsa V'omra Kocha Yoyosa L'Isha Shala Yivne Es Beis Ochiv. God, I saw him go Yoyne Hashas, that the Yoyne Hashas brings up the Chubas Maram Baruch. He wants to say that Santa Beer, a time of the crow, in the Indian of the Chalitzes Hanal. So he wants to say that that she's pining, that she wants to become the Siyam. And he doesn't want. So Memele, if he would want, so then her first husband is not completely dead. Kol mi shemeis v'yesh le'bonim dachsen gmosles kilu le'meis. He has yeitze chalotzov. But he doesn't want to be miyab. So that's why she takes off the shoe, says, now you have to make a new avelis. Because now your brother's really dead. Till now he wasn't really dead, because there was a possible who'll be able to have a tikkun. That's he being from Rishonim, Amar Baruch, that's pshat, the chalitzas are now. Ad kana yumakrin. Doch shehikre Rabbi Hukenis tachas ha'ola bekvar itein v'gomer es kol ha'parshe hurzakol yiz goymrim kol ha'parshe and what did they finish ben kaira v'nikra shmoy b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal. Mitzvah b'dayonim v'loy mitzvah b'talmidim. There's a mitzvah on the Dayonim to say Chalutz Hanal, not on the Talmidim which are there. Rabbi Yehuda im a mitzvah al Koloim dim shom loima Chalutz Hanal. Zogt Rashi. Eitza igenis loi, klach eitzel shekamoyscho, bar tachnis ktoto lesoich beisecho. Beloshen ha-kodesh ha-yoimri, mimesecha soite nafkelom mikroi beperik elu nemori. בכפר איתם, בתלמיד המיישם שמודני רבון בשעס החליץ. אומר רב יהודה, מצווס חליץ קוירו וקוירי וחילצס ורויקיקו וקוירו. That's a מצווס חליץ is. So the Gemara asks, מי כמשמלון מסניסני? He's just saying over the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, yeah. So Moses says, Hoke mashmalon mitzvah hochi v'apach leslanbo. That the mitzvah is to make it keseda. But if he said, if the seda was for kelt, it's not ma'akev. Tanya nami hochi, ben she higdim chalitza l'rikike. Ein shehigdim rekike lechalitze ma sheose osu. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, why does this not say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah also says mitzvahs, what's pshat in Rabbi Yudah? Rabbi Yudah says, mitzvahs chalitze, the mitzvah kitikune is kairo vekairei vechalatzes verekeka vekairo. That's mitzvahs chalitze. But the chalois chalitze is a filo if it wasn't in the seder. So why can't we be medaikas from the Mishnah also? Mitzvahs chalitze, and then we have the whole. And the Mishnah also tells us the seder. So my shvager wanted a timer because Rabbi Yehuda is saying, he's not saying the seder of chalitze. He's only saying, he's not saying how the chalitza is done. He's just saying the Rosh Prokim of the Seder. Rabbi Yehuda is only speaking about Seder.
It doesn't say what is done. Hamar Rav Yehuda mitzvus chalitza koyro v'koyre v'chiletzus v'roikeko v'koyre. It doesn't say exactly what is done. It doesn't say what she says, what he says, but he's just saying seder. He's just saying seder. Koyro v'koyre. So memele, so he's saying the seder is a mitzvah, but it's not likuvah. The Mishnah is telling us what is done. The Mishnah is telling us exactly what is done. So it could be the Mishnah alone is not coming to tell us that the Seder is not Maki, but just telling us how one should do the mitzvah kitikuna. That is the mitzvah. But he's only telling us Seder. Omar Rabbi, Haimam de Makri get Chalitze, Loirik loylikri ledido loy lechudei v'ove yabmi lechudei, that he should not lame loy ovo yabmi, the mashma ovo yabmi, because then the mashma is she is saying ovo yabmi. Now what should he say? Elo loy ovo yabmi. He should say loy ovo yabmi. So we should hear from him. We should hear from her that loy ova yabmi. That's the kriya to her. V'loy likri ledidei. When we're makri to him, he should not say loy lechudei, chafatzti lechudei. That the mashmoy says loy chafatzti lekachta. The mashme chafatzti lekachta. Elo loy chafatzti lekachta. He should say loy chafatzti lekachta. Rova Omar Avsuki Milsehi Vavsuki Milse Les Lombo. He's saying the words. No, he's making a hefsek in between. That's not gefährlich. Let us see Rashi. Koiro me'ein yivomi v'koirei lechofatzti lekachto. Chaylatzes v'roikiko v'kayro kochiye yosolish. The makri get chalitza, a makri is a isha b'shas chalitzos. Let us see Taisvitz. Rav Omar Havsuki Milse Leslambo. As long as he's saying the words, that what he's saying with a hefsig doesn't matter. V'in toima, d'oma rove bepeik lulav agosel, leilei me'inish boruch habo, v'hodo b'shem Hashem. M'rav satcho m'avsuki milsi v'les lombo. So we see Rava holds that Avsuki Milse is something. Now he was makabel from Rav Safra. Now the Gemara is after that Gemara. Hashem mo yesh lechalik. So what's the Hashem mo yesh lechalik? So the Olchaner wants to say pshat, but could be there is a chaimer of Maitzi Shem Shemaim Levatola. That means Baruch Abba Stamazoi, then he says B'Shem Hashem, it doesn't mean anything. So Mameila, it's Maitzi Shem Shemaim Levatola, so there they were Machme. Here is a Zogach, so he's a... She said the Zogach said she was mapsik, so it doesn't matter. And the Zogach says, you know, for there it's nire kemaitzu shem shemaim lovatol. Others want to say a different terz. The Chochus Melech wants to say a terz. It means in the Kapis tomorrow, also like that. But here, since they're coming for chalitze, so that alone is enough of a chacher that we should understand that the pause in between the words is not should be taken with a grain of salt, because we see they want to make chalitza. Ravashi Ashkeche le Rav Kahane de Kometztair Umakrilo Leyovo Yavmi. That Rav Kahane was having problems. Maybe Umakrilo, maybe you have problems Umakrilo, that you should pronounce it correctly. But the Leyovo Yavmi should be said together. It shouldn't be loy over yavmi. Omalei loy sova lo ma lohoda rove. Don't you hold like rove? Rove said that avsuki milse la milse less lumbo. Omalei moide rove beloy over yavmi. So let us see Rashi. Maida Rove Belayova Yavmi, the Beinin Shlo Yavsik, there Rove is Maida. The Hivsik Mashme Dahai Loy Areshikoi. The Omro, she said, Me'ein Yevomi Lohokim Lohokim Shem Be Yisroel. Loy. Loy Me'ein Vomi Adove Yavmi. That's what we said for her. Vakrino Ludide Min Loy Ad Lokachta. Bakrino le dido min kocho va'ad chaloi tzanal. So that means he just said where they started being makir, when they ended being makir. They don't write the whole posuk. Malzutre misartet, malzutre meitzirtut, v'kosev lekula parsha. He wrote the whole parsha. Maskiflo Marbaridi Voloinitun Likose Bilchase Kibose de Mazut. Let us see Rashi. Mimein ad Yivomi Umitne Shaget Ine Mesultet, since there are no lines on the get, Leiboy Lumichtev Kulu Posik, he didn't want to write the whole posik. The Kaimalon and Kaisvin Dalatevis Beloy Sirtut. One is not permitted to write four words without Sirtut. That's a Gemara in Gittin. So therefore, in order to avoid this problem, to write four words of a posik without Sirtut, one isn't permitted. So therefore, he just says we started where we ended. And Rav Ashi held Malzutra held, Mesaltit get chalitzi makes siltit, because of lakula parshas and the whole posik, akrino ledido, main yibomi, etc. Vechen kulam. Vikaimalon sholish tevisho mikra kaisum lay siltit, baldein kaisum, berkama de gib. So the Gemara erst akasha an Malzutra, Mar Baridi estakashe voloi nitno likosik, parshe bifnei atzmo, bemeseches gitten beperk hanezokin, dektoni en kaisen megillah latinik lislamet bo. That one does not write separate parshias. Teire chsuma nitno, we've seen the next Rashi. So the Gemara says it's not a shkasha, milchase kemalzut, the kaisma, leidomi le kaisif, megila le tinik li slamed bo. Tohosam abate de parsha se kosav lo tetabriki megila ktana. Therefore, there was written that the tinik should learn from this parsha. So memela, we have a klal that Torah is not written. Megillus, Megillus. Terech sumenitna, it's written by the Shleimus. Avol hai, sviras dvorimu. But here, this was not written lehislamet. This was written to tell us what happened b'shas chalitze. The lav b'kdusho sehu. So that's mirash means it does not have a kdusha of, wasn't written l'shem limuda teire. It's a sviras dvorim. So memele, that haloche, that ain koisvin, the Megillus Megillus, is only if it was written l'shem limudat Torah, so there's a say that how Torah should be written, and not Megillus Megillus. But this is a posik. That is only, was only written for Sfiras Dvorim, what had occurred. So the halacha of Enkaisa Megillah Megillah doesn't apply. Hilkach Hilchese Kemar Zutre, the Bemokim Mitzvah Shorim. Now the end of Rashi is very unclear. So what is Rashi saying? I mean, what's the problem? If Rashi started off by saying that the problem of Megillah Megillah doesn't apply over here. So why do you have to end the Bemokim Mitzvah Shorim? What are being matter over here? What is Pshat B'Mokim Mitzvah? What is the Mokim Mitzvah? Man of Shech, if there's a Shaila, so don't write it. It's very unclear. That's from the Ochoner, is Moir on this Rashi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi, Rokes ko fe kol tosei haruach. What is the din if the Yevome was Rokik and the wind went and chapped it away? And it did not fall in front of the Yovam, Leososov Leiklum. My time, the Yorke Befono Binim, she has to be Rok Befono. And the Ruach made that it wasn't Befono. So the Gemara says it matters. Hilkach. Hu Oruch. If he was very tall, Vihi Gutso, and she was very short, Kol Tosei Haruch, and the wind came, so Ike Befono. So, the minute it came out of her mouth, so there was a rikike befono. Even though the wind, lemaisa, blew it away later, but since she was in front of him, that's called rokike befono. But the other way around, he arucha v'hu guts, but what if she's tall and he's short? Be'inan ad-modi lahadi aper v'hodrozo. That means, so then we have to wait till the right akaponim went down to his eye level, then that's called verokiko befono, and then the wind can blow it away. Amarov, ochlo tume verokso. What happens if she ate garlic, and it seems the garlic creates a saliva? Verokso. So now, or ochlo gargishte v'roks. A gargishte is a type of a clay. Lai osaso v'leiklo. So that lekike is nothing. My time v'yolko me atzmo be'ino. We need that the lekike should be from, that it should not be brought about through a zaitike cause. So memele, so this is apostle or lekike. V'yomar Rove, Srichi daini lemerze roike ki nofek mipume diyavom. They have to see as it comes out from the mouth of the Yavom. Dechsiv la'ene azkeinim smichus aparshes v'yorko. How she's roikik. V'nikro shmoi b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal. Mitzvah b'dayenim le'betamidim, Tanya m'Rab Yehuda, p'amachas inyo yeshmu le'Rabbi Tarfin, u'bosa yevom olachleitz, v'om alonu anu kulchem chalutzanal, chalutzanal, chalutzanal. Let us see Rashi. V'koltosi haruach l'roik, v'heviroi sh'loi bo lifne hayov. Ike befonov, kivin sheyotso mi piyo hoyo befonov. If she was good, lahadi ape, lineget ponov, sheyireyo, lemu ponov, koivim shiklotoya ruach. But if he was good and she was orech, so you have to wait till our kaponim it fell, kina sheyireyo, they should be able to see it. Tume shumim, kagishte, Arzile b'ma'ava ha'doma mitagmin b'gagishte da'aret. Zog Taisus. Moide rove b'loi ovo yadmi. Loi ovo ksiv p'sforim meduyokim. Taisvis means meaning to say, not it's viloy ovo yabmi, it's loy ovo yabmi. Loy ovo ksiv is for mediokim. In the Sifrei Teures ha-mediokim, it says loy ovo yabmi. V'chein muchach b'mesayre. Taisvis says, on the mesayre also we'll see that it's loy ovo yabmi. Loy ovo gimel v'smichi. Loyovo Hashem Ashrisecho, Loyovo Yabmi, Yisrael Loyovo Li. V'yeish Shnayim, and there are two V'loyovos, Reish Posek, B'mishne Teire, V'loyovo Sichain, Loyovo Hashem, L'shmoye El Biloy. That's a V'loyovo, that's a different Messiah. Yeshay psukim lay shaykh lay se mesoyres lay ovo nayse kelab de shol lay gam al malach moyem shalach lay ovo de yiftach. Al kaponim here the gilsa is lay ovo. Ad the motel had the api vahoder ozo. Vodam oba chaylets virokas kadmona roike bebeidina de mischazei al aro. So here it says that we have to see the roik on the karka. And by us it says, admote lahadi api voderozo. Cholasforimis, verim salam shushalmi, ishemo, lemitsu minamufrohu, debein en hoch. Odron aloch, mitsus chalit.